神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
亲爱的金奴牧师，我个人觉得要抚养孩子长大实在不容易。我的先生对孩子总是很严厉，对他们很凶。我感觉我们对孩子应该表现我们的爱，好让他们以后过得快乐。而我的先生却认为我太包容他们，我太妥协，对他们太容易了。所以好不好给我一些意见，到底怎么样才是爱我们的孩子呢？
Dear listener, being a good parent is not for weak people.
亲爱的听众，一个软弱的人、脆弱的人是没有办法成为好的父母的。
It does not just happen.
要成为好的父母不是就很容易就这样子做。
It takes real understanding and wisdom to do your part to raise a good child.
是要有一些理解，还有一些智慧来参与，来抚养你的孩子长大。
A child that has good moral values.
好让孩子有好的道德的价值观。
A child that has good social graces.
让孩子有这种社交的能力。
And a child that will become a truly productive person.
而且让孩子人生是一个有果效的人生。
The way each of you were parented will have a profound effect on how you parent your child.
那么每一个人，每一对父母在抚养孩子的时候呢，都会对以前怎么样父母来对待你所影响。
First, if you grew up in a home that was a pleasant place and you have good memories,You may use the same techniques as your parents used.
比如说，如果以前你在一个非常让你愉悦的环境里面长大，然后呢，你的记忆里面呢，你觉得这是很好的一个生活环境，那你就会用同样的一个模式来对待你的孩子。
Yet many times, because you knew nothing else but the way you were trained, even though it was not a happy time, you will go on to train as you were trained.
即使以前你成长的环境或许不是愉快的记忆，但是呢，你也不晓得有什么其他的方法可以来抚养孩子，所以你就用同样的方法来抚养你的孩子。
Yet there are others that feel the way they were raised was so hard that they swing to the opposite way of training their child.
另外也有这种情况，就是呢，以前你的生长环境让你觉得很不愉快，非常的困难，所以呢，你就往另外一个极端相反的方向来训练你的孩子。
For example, let us say that Mr. Chung was a child raised in a home where he had little discipline.
比如说呢，有一位陈先生呢，他在以前的环境里面呢，从来不管教的。
He was raised lacking self-control.
所以以后长大他就缺少那种自我节制的能力。
And he could do what he wanted to do.
他想做什么就做什么。
As he came into manhood, he began to realize that his life lacked the needed discipline and self-control to function well in his college life.
等他长大上大学，他就发现自己因为没有这种被约束过呢，所以他就没有办法自我管理、自我节制，没有这样的一个能力。
It continued into his married life.
接下去婚姻也是这样子。
When he had a child, he determined he would not raise his son that way.
所以当他有了儿子之后呢，他就决定，坚决的决定，不再像以前这样子让孩子长大。
But he would give more discipline and make his child listen to him.
他就要给很多的管教，然后让孩子听他的。
On the other hand, there is the person whose father was very traditionally strict.
另外有一个家庭背景，就是父亲是很严厉，很传统的，严厉型的父亲。
And they felt too harsh and too hard.
孩子就觉得太严厉了，太严肃了。
And they determined to let their child have more freedom.
所以就决定自己的孩子一定要多一点的自由。
They then went the opposite direction and let their child be the head of the house.
以至于呢，从很严厉的背景，然后呢，到了另外一个非常不一样的极端，就是让孩子呢，成为这个家里面的头。
There are basic ways of parenting.
有一些很基本的抚养父母的方法。
One is being an authoritarian parent.
有一种抚养孩子的父母亲呢，是属于那种权威型的父母亲。
We could describe them as harsh, strict, inflexible, and somewhat of a dictator.
那他们很严厉，很专制，没有弹性。
In reality, they are more interested in their policy or the process of their obedience.
这样的父母呢，对于孩子的听不听话，还有他们所有的政策，对孩子的顺不顺服呢，非常的注重。
In other words, they're saying, you must do it my way.
意思是说呢，我说什么你就做什么。
They're more interested in that.Than in the principle of reason why obedience is the way to make good character in the child.
这样的父母着重在孩子们有没有听自己的话，过于孩子有没有真的里面训练成那个好的原则，还有行善的能力。
It is when outward conformity of the child is more important because it saves the face of the parent.Than to have as your goal helping the child to build within them the guiding principles that help them to have successful relationships with people long after the parent is gone.
这样的父母呢，很注重孩子外面的表现，对于父母的面子也很注重，过于他们应该在孩子的里面建立一些原则，一些道德标准，好让孩子跟人的相处觉得很成功，很和谐。
It is when the parent is more concerned about restraining the bad than it is in elevating the child to do good.
像这样的话，那么父母不在，他们也会维持得很好。但是呢，那种严厉的父母呢，他们就会很注重孩子的外面，而且呢，注重他们做错事的那一面。
We must constrain the bad. That's true.
我们当然要去引导，去纠正他们不好的。
But this type of parenting just sees the bad.
但是如果父母亲只看到孩子的不好的一面，
they try to beat or yell it out of the child.
所以呢，就会非常的在意，而且会对孩子喊叫，对孩子有一种压迫。
Instead of teaching what is good and an acceptable behavior in such a way that good behavior becomes a part of the child's life.
如果你没有好好的教导孩子怎么样行好，只注意他的做不好的一面的话，那么怎么样能够让他们在里面有这种行好的这样的一个生活的能力呢？
This type of parenting has the attitude that whatever I do to the child to make them do what I want is permissible.
所以呢，这种严厉的父母呢，他们的态度就是不管我要孩子做什么，就是一定要做什么。
But what really happens, the child may do it out of fear of what the parent will do to them.
意思有时候问题是在这里，就是孩子呢会用害怕的心理来服从父母要他们做的。
But not for the desire or love to do what is good.
所以就不是出于他们里面真的甘心乐意或者是爱父母去做。
The authoritarian parent will manipulate a child by fear or guilt.
一对这种严厉型 或者是专制型权威型的父母呢，会用这种威胁来造成孩子的一种恐惧跟罪恶感。
For example, you might say, if you do not do what I tell you, I will not love you, or I will call the police to come and get you.
比如说呢，有时候你会说呢，如果你不照妈妈的意思做的话，那么我要叫警察哦。如果你不这样做的话，我就不爱你了。
One of the very hard things for children with parents like this is when the parent does not enforce the rule for themselves, but they enforce it for the child.
对于一个专制型的父母亲的一个困难，就是有时候自己不遵守的，却要孩子去执守。
It is like saying, do as I say, not as I do.
意思是说，孩子，不管我怎么做，你不要看，你只要做我叫你去做的。
You see, children only hear 7% of what you say.
你要知道，孩子们，他们听你讲话只听到7%。
But over 75% of what they see, they take in.
那孩子学习的能力是从他们所看到你做的75%，他们的学习从你做的来学习。
Someone has said, more is caught than taught.
所以有人这样讲了，身教过于言教。
Next, let us talk about what we call the permissive parenting.
另外一种是属于这种放松妥协型的父母亲。
Those who parent with a basic confusion.
那么这些父母亲呢，他们基本上呢是有一些混淆。
They confuse indulgence, which is intemperance and irresponsibility, with love.
他们把爱跟不负责任、不管教把它混在一起了。
They confuse permissiveness, which is looseness or over-tolerance, with love.
那么他们把爱跟这种放松或者是宠孩子把它混在一起。
They will say, I love my child too much to discipline them.
他们会这样说，我太爱孩子了，以至于我不能打他。
They want to have an environment of positiveness.
他们总是把所有的因素呢都当作非常的乐观。
They want to make everything feel good and make the child happy.
他们的目标是让孩子感觉很好，让孩子很快乐。
They want to keep all negative feelings away from the child.
所以呢，不管什么样的一些不舒服的、不快乐的情境呢，他们都希望孩子不要碰上。
They feel the child must not be frustrated by telling them they cannot do something.
所以一定不能跟孩子讲说他们做错什么事呢，避免呢让他们有那种挫败感。
They must always have their way.
让孩子们做他们要做的。
You do not disappoint them by saying no to them.
你如果对孩子说不行的话，你放心不会让孩子失望的。
You do not discourage them by setting rules or goals for them.
如果你设立的一些规范、一些家里的章法的话，你也不会让你的孩子沮丧的。
But the parent lets them do what they want and when they want to do it.
如果你让孩子做他们想做的，他们要什么就有什么的话。
They will be very tolerant by just letting them do anything so they can avoid conflicts with the child.
所以呢，孩子们呢，他们就很容易学到，他们要什么就有什么，然后呢，他们就不喜欢冲突。
The result of this parenting is they raise a child who becomes an adult that is selfish, undisciplined, and lacks self-control.
这样带孩子的话，长大之后孩子会非常的自我中心，然后呢，没有规范，而且会很缺少自我约束、自我管理的能力。
And these children have little ability to cope with any problems in life.
在这种被溺爱中长大的孩子，以后对生命的处理还有来面对是很难的。
It handicaps their adult life.
对他们的长大以后的生活能力，等于是限制，让他们残缺了。
Next is what we call the child-centered parenting.
另外一种这种抚养孩子的形态叫做孩子中心的父母。
This is when parents many times lose love for each other and focus it only on their child.
这个发生在夫妻本身自己已经没有恩爱了，所以就把整个的焦点放在孩子身上。
Sometimes it looks like good parenting because you are doing so much for the child.
看起来好像是很好的父母，因为他们做了很多，为孩子做很多事。
But in reality, it is the first step to the breaking up of the family relationship.
但是事实上，这样子以孩子为中心的父母呢，已经破坏了家庭的关系。
This also gives a child the belief that the child is the center of the family universe.
这个会让孩子感觉好像孩子是家里面的整个全部。
Instead of another welcome member of the family.
本来是应该是家里的一份子，变成孩子觉得他们是家里的全部。
The parent who centers their whole world around the nurturing of the child is bringing the world to the child and not bringing the child to the world.
这种以孩子为中心的父母亲呢，等于把这个世界要带给孩子，而不是把孩子带进世界。
These children do not learn how to face and cope with life.
这样子的孩子没有办法学习怎么样来面对他们的生活跟生命。
This kind of parenting makes a child feel a self-reliance that is false.
这样的父母会造成孩子给他们一种错误的自我信任感。
It gives them a selfish independence where they feel the world revolves around them.
他们会有一种很自私的这种独立感，因为他们觉得世界呢围着他们绕。
They learn to look for what they can get out of a relationship, not what they can give.
他们呢对跟人的关系呢是要而不是给。
Many times these children are ones that cannot really have a happy marriage, for they must always be the center.
除非他们是中心，不然的话，他们不会有一个好的婚姻的。
Even in their job later in life, they have a hard time with relationships and feel that everyone must do for them.
即使在工作中呢，他们跟人的人事关系也不好，因为他们总觉得别人都应该以他们为主。
The little king or queen of the house will have a very difficult adulthood because they will not always be the center of the world.
这些从这种形态里面抚养出来的孩子呢，他们认为他们是王子或者是公主，以后他们面对他们的生命的时候实在是很难，因为不是每一个时候别人都可以以他们为主的。
Many times the first son who is treated as the center will not become a leader in the family, but will be a failure as a leader.
通常一般呢会把老大抚养成一个家庭的中心，到后来呢不但没有成为一个领袖，反而呢成为一个失败者。
Now let us look at the kind of parenting that instills principles, self-discipline, building children with good interpersonal relationships with others.
那我们来看一看最健康最好的父母这种亲子的这种训练呢，是建立在这种原则还有管教，建立孩子有内在好的一些跟人的关系跟原则上面。
These are the parents that train their child by disciplining them out of the motive of love and a desire to develop a child that is well balanced and happy.
这样的父母呢，基本上他们是有一个动机，就是爱的动机，要来规范管教他们的孩子，好让他们发展成以后可以很平衡很快乐的人生。
There are principles that they follow which help them to raise a responsible child.
这样的父母是有一些原则，跟着这种原则呢，执着着原则呢，来让孩子长大，让他们负责任。
One principle that guides the parents is to remember that their child is not their property, but a gift.
那这样的父母要有几个原则。第一个，你要记得，儿女是恩赐，是礼物，不是你的拥有物。
A gift from God.
是从天上来神给你的产业。
Entrusted to them to first teach the child about God and his son Jesus.
既然是从天从神给你，那你首先就要让他认识天上的神还有耶稣。
That he Jesus loves them.
耶稣爱他。
And if they will trust their life to him, he will care for them and give them eternal life.
让孩子认识耶稣，信任耶稣，然后他知道耶稣是很关心他的，而且呢，要给他永远的生命。
Second, they have an unconditional love.
那么第二个， 我们要给孩子知道我们有一个从神来的一种没有条件的爱。
An unconditional love for God.
这种爱呢是没有条件对神的爱。
For their husband or their wife.
或者是对先生对妻子的爱。
And for their children.
对儿女的爱。
What is an unconditional love?
什么叫做没有条件的爱呢?
This is an unselfish love.
是一种不自私的爱。
This is a love that tells your child, I do not like what you're doing. It is wrong. It is not acceptable in our family, but I want you to know I love you.
这种爱反映出你做错的事情我不喜欢,但是呢,我仍然爱你。
The ability to confront one another, but not their person. When you say you're stupid, you don't know how to do anything.
当你面对孩子的错误的时候呢，你在纠正他，并不是去伤害他这个个人。比如说，你说你好笨哦，你什么都不知道，都不会做好，这样就伤害他的个人。
No, you do not do that. You let them know you still love them.
你纠正他，可是告诉他，让他知道你仍然爱他。
Even though you may have a misunderstanding.
或许有时候呢，你会误解了他。
Love is there.
如果呢，你不是这样子的话，那么你会被误解，然后你要让孩子感受到，虽然我做错，父母亲不喜欢，爱仍然在那里。
The third principle is we have honest family communication.
第三个原则是我们的家庭关系要有很诚实的这种家庭沟通。
They must take time to be with each other as a whole family.
整个家庭的成员要有时间聚在一起。
They must learn how to express anger appropriately.
那也容许我们可以很适当的表达个人心里面的那种不舒服或者生气的这种感觉。
Not explosive yelling at one another.
而不是用一种爆发的这种、啊、来呐喊。
And not sneaky anger that finds ways of getting back at each other.
也不是把这种生气放在那种报复性的、啊、对对方的行为。
But an openness where you can feel free to express yourself to each other and find understanding and forgiveness.
而是能够敞开容许对方表达他心里面的不高兴生气然后呢、啊、接下去就用彼此接纳还有宽恕来处理。
Fourth, we must give firm, loving discipline.
第四点，我们必须要很坚持、很坚决地立下我们的管教。
This is a discipline that is consistent.
这种管教是持续性的。
What you say, you mean.
如果你说了，你就要做。
As parents, you must agree on what type of discipline.For if you're against each other, the children will use it against you.
而且呢，父母双方要彼此同意你们所立下的这些原则管教的规定，不然的话，如果双方有不同的意见，那么孩子就会来啊，让你们彼此有那种争执。
Don't enforce a rule one time and the next time let them go.
有时候你立下一个原则，不要这一次。叫他们一定要遵守下一次你就让他们放他们走了
What you say, stand by it
你说了就要去执行你的、规定
This is so important
这个非常重要
Set your standards clearly so the child knows what you mean and then stand by it
把你的规范讲的沟通的非常的清楚原则非常的明白然后呢好好的坚持执行你所立的规范
Fifth principle Always keep your word to your child
第五个一定要遵守对你孩子的诺言
And be consistent in your living
在你自己的生活里面你也要有一个很持续的这样的一个规范
Be a role model of what you want from your child
你要你孩子怎么样你就好好的表现出你自己的模范
There was a poem that once said
有这样子的一首短诗
If a child lives with criticism he learns to condemn
如果孩子生长在被批评的环境下面他们就学习怎么样定人家的罪
If a child lives with hostility he learns to fight
如果一个孩子成长在暴力的家庭的话他就学习怎么样打架
If a child lives with fear, he learns to be fearful.
如果孩子 在一种恐惧的家庭气氛上长大的话，他长大就会成为一个很容易害怕的人。
If a child lives with pity, he learns to feel sorry for himself.
如果一个孩子呢，他觉得一个环境是很可怜的，他后来就学习到怎么样来自怜。
If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty.
如果一个孩子在一种嫉妒的环境中长大，他就学习到那种，他就感受那种罪恶感。
If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident.
一个孩子如果在被鼓励的环境中长大，他就学到信心。
If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient.
如果一个孩子是在一个被宽容的环境长大，他就学到忍耐。
If a child lives with praise,He learns to appreciate.
如果一个孩子常常被称赞，他就学习到怎么样感谢。
If a child lives with acceptance, he learns to love.
如果一个孩子活在一个被接纳的环境里面，他就学到怎么样去爱。
If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself.
如果一个孩子在被肯定的环境中长大，他就喜欢自己。
If a child lives with recognition, he learns to set a goal because he sees that it matters.
那如果一个孩子他的所做的呢，被肯定赞成的话，他就学习怎么样自己设立目标，因为他看到那很重要。
If a child lives with fairness, he learns what justice is.
如果一个孩子在一个很公平的环境中长大，以后他就是一个正义的人。
If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is.
如果一个孩子在一个很诚实的环境中长大，他就知道什么是真理。
If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith in himself and those around him.
当一个孩子在一个很安全的环境中长大的时候呢，那么他长大之后，他就会感觉他四周围都是可信任的。
And if a child lives with friendliness, he learns that the world is a good place in which to live.
如果一个孩子长大的环境充满着那种友善的关系，他就知道说这个世界是一个好地方，是一个让他生存的一个很好的地方。
I think I have showed you the different kind of parenting and some of the pitfalls.
我们从刚才所看到、所听到就看到说有各种不同的生长环境、各种父母，还有一些不同的缺失。
You must now decide for yourself the way you're doing it. Is it the best for the child?Or is it something that you can share and point out to your husband?
那么现在开始你就要好好的自己决定到底我该怎么样来抚养我的孩子，而且跟自己的先生或跟自己的太太呢来讨论一下。
You must teach your child true values, self-control, and how to care about others.
你教你的孩子一定要教他们什么叫做真正对的价值观，还有怎么样自我节制、自我管理，还有呢，怎么样去关怀别人。
Always be a good role model for them.
父母亲要成为好的榜样。
And always remember there is one that loves you and your family.
记得有一位很爱你、爱你的家人。
One that can give you wisdom from his word and give you strength to go on.
有一位可以给你智慧给你能力来继续的来扶持你的家庭。
That is our Lord Jesus who is just waiting for you to accept his forgiveness and to become a part of the family of God.
那就是我们的主耶稣，他在等着你，然后要接受你，然后愿意你接纳他的宽恕赦免，成为神家庭中的人，然后帮助你的家庭。
《恕我心曲》这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。